You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's once again time for our SME of the Week. We try and profile businesses that are doing exceptionally well in their respective fields. Today's SME is a very special one because the founder of the business has taken the time to come all the way to my studio to come and show me exactly what products she has built. We're joined in studio by the founder of Biomedical Emporium, Dr. Judy Pretorius, to find out what this product is. Good evening, Dr. Judy. Thanks so much for taking the time. Thank you for coming through to the studio as well. Tell us about Biomedical Emporium. What is the business and how did it sort of come about?
Good evening, Jimmy, and good evening to your listeners. So Biomedical Emporium is a biotechnology company, but with a primary focus in formulating and manufacturing dermatology application products. Okay. So what do I mean by that? There are actually three disciplines that we focus on. We focus on the cosmetic industry, and then we focus on the medical device industry, and then we focus on the pharmaceutical industry. So what it all entails, from a cosmetic right through to pharma, is what skin type and condition do you have? And I mean, it's such a wide array of things that people can struggle with, the human skin. Just from a cosmetic point of view, we don't like aging. So aging is one of the things that we worry about. Then other people struggle with acne and rosacea and psoriasis and pigmentation, even sensitive skin wounds, acute, chronic, post-surgical wounds. So it's our job to literally go in a lab environment, formulate all sorts of ingredients out there, put it into a product and design it for a very, very specific individual with a very specific skin type and skin condition.
Interesting that you say that. I, a couple of years ago, happened to suffer from a skin condition that left me out of radio for a bit of time as well. So I can definitely relate to having sensitive skin, having to deal with certain creams and things and how expensive that process gets. So what products does Biomedical Emporium then make for the market?
Okay, so maybe I should answer it a little bit wide and general. The human skin is obviously our most outer organ. It's a public organ, and it's our largest organ. And our lifestyle and where we live from a geographical point of view definitely plays a role in how our skin responds day to day. Also, if we look at, you know, there's this ad on TV that says the person that's going to live to the age of 200 has already been born. And now the question is, what if that person is you and me? And what is our skin going to look like, you know, at the age of 150, for instance? But it really calls for a question by saying, say, for instance, my lifestyle or my environment, the environmental extremities that I'm surrounded with play such a huge role on my skin that one day I do struggle with sensitive skin, you know, and one day I am exposed to irritants or stimulants or allergens in the air or in the environment or things that I take in orally, that's going to cause some form of a redness, a sensitivity, elevated skin, itching, tingling, sensation, etc. And purely where you are in your life can determine what type of skincare products you need. And that's why we try to train people out there as well to say, listen, depending on where people are and what they are exposed to, what their lifestyle is, what medication they drink, they can have certain expression on their skin. So the human skin becomes a diagnostic organ that tells us what's wrong with you systemically or what's not wrong with you, if that also makes sense. And based on that, we can design a particular product for sensitive skin, you know, ingredients like peptides and hyaluronic acids and growth factors and even a combination of certain vitamins and minerals and put that all into a product for sensitive skin versus maybe for someone who's really worried about aging. We focus on other ingredients like high concentrations of vitamin C and high concentrations of vitamin A, like retinol, for instance, and niacinamides, vitamin B3. And it all depends on where you are in your life, and that will kind of dictate what you need as well for your skin.
It sounds like you've got a real passion for just understanding the science behind what goes into these products, not just creating the products for the sake of saying, this is what I've created and this is what I've put in the market. There's a lot that goes into it from a research perspective, and I suppose this is where the biomedical side of things comes through and all of the work that you do on that side of it. From a product perspective, you've brought some things into studio. I want to get a sense of what you've brought into studio and what this looks like from a product range.
Okay, I'll share with you just now. And from the academic point of view, I'm seeing that you brought that up now. I'm an academic at heart. For one, you know, I did a PhD in pharmaceutical chemistry and some diplomas in dermatology, etc. And we actually also get the opportunity to culture human skin in our lab. So we can get biopsies from people's skin. And you get six different skin types. We call it a Fitzpatrick 1 right through to a Fitzpatrick 6 skin type. And basically what that means is people with a Fitzpatrick 1 is usually a very fair skin tone and type, like a Scandinavian undertone, versus a darker skin type as well. And based on what your skin tone and type is, it's also going to determine how your skin is going to respond to the environment. So we literally culture all these skin tones and types. And then we take ingredients and some of these products that we're going to discuss just now and see how these ingredients and at what concentration these ingredients actually respond on the skin that we cultured in the lab environment for research and development purposes. And the products that I actually brought you today is typically what I would say a good cleanser. You know, everyone should have a cleanser. And I'm going to say, you know, both men and women, I'm very proud of South African men because they really take care of their skin. And also, people need to know that taking care of their skin comes from the inside as well. So taking care of your skin is not just a topical application. So we'll have some good serums and moisturizers that one can apply in the morning and in the evening. But then again, I also have a systemic product as well that you can take in orally. And, you know, people feel so, you know, that it's so tedious to drink all sorts of vitamins and minerals and tablets every single day. And eventually it's not sustainable and they just give up. So we decided, why don't we design a drink with all the vitamins and minerals that you need for the day and a good probiotic as well, pre and probiotic for the gut, as well as a high colony forming, you know, probiotic and collagen for the skin. So collagen is not just necessary for the skin, but it's good for your bones, it's good for cartilage, and it's also excellent for healing because every now and again, our children or even ourselves get some form of injury at home and the static healing is not really there. It can convert into a keloid or a hypertrophic scar, and something like this can facilitate a static healing to take place. Yes, and I see you have a scar. You know, and a scar like that, that you have on your arm, is something that... you know, people feel sometimes if they have a scar on their skin, you know, ladies, for instance, if they have scars from a cesarean section or injury back in the day, can one do anything about it? Mm. And the answer is actually yes. And it's not necessary to say that some of the products that you can buy at a retail store is really going to make a remarkable difference. But there are things like salons and aesthetic clinics out there that can do chemical peels on a scar like that you have on your arm, or even some gentle microneedling. And a few sessions of that, I promise you, the visibility of that scar will actually go away up to 80%.
That's very interesting. I think it's also interesting when you think about, as you mentioned, the skin being the largest organ. I remember, again, when I had my skin scares, that was something I discovered there as well, was you don't realize the importance of it until something happens to it. And it's always interesting that when we look at our organs, we're often looking to take care of the internal ones, and we forget that this one is the one that's most exposed to the elements and probably needs a lot more care as well. So from a business perspective, Biomedical Emporium, you say that you design things and you're able to customize things to people's specific skin types and skin conditions. Do you have products that you currently have in the market that might be more general for someone that says, I don't really have specific problems, but I just want to look after my skin a little bit more?
Yes, so it can be overwhelming. I can say the aesthetic industry or the cosmetic industry is very overwhelming, and the pure reason for that. It's such an unregulated industry. You know, we made jokes by saying what happened during COVID. People either made their own pineapple beer or their own skincare brand. and so it does. The general end consumer struggles out there to differentiate, you know, from what mm-hmm. is good and bad. And then you get people, you know, maybe a school girl or a boy who starts their own TikTok account by giving skincare advice, but they didn't even study one diploma in skincare or cosmetic science. So my thinking is that people should understand that the human skin has another name, and it's called an acid mantle. So here's the first tip that I'd like to give. The acid mantle likes to be in an acidic environment. So don't just go and buy money or spend money on any product out there. Try to look for products that categorically states that it's pH balanced. In other words, you are looking for a product that's going to be at a pH specification of 5 to 5.5. That's very important. The second thing is, I like to tell people, our human skin was at its happiest when we were in our mother's womb, when we were surrounded in the amniotic environment, when we were exposed to ingredients like vitamin A, B, C, D, K, hyaluronic acids, liposomes, proteins, water, etc. Now, those ingredients are what we actually should take and put it inside products at a very low pH range. But there wasn't anything like fragrances in the amniotic mm-hmm. environments. There wasn't anything like scrubs in the amniotic environment, or even the wrong preservatives in the amniotic environment. So that already tells you, don't use products that contain colorants or fragrances or dyes or the wrong type of preservatives, because this can cause, you know, injury to the skin, and that can lead to premature aging, unfortunately. Mm. But just a basic skincare routine, and I'm emphasizing again, both men and women, make sure you have a good cleanser in the morning that contains things like salicylic acid or glycolic acid, then a nice serum like vitamin C in the morning, and a good sunscreen. And in your routine in the evening should typically be, again, a cleanser, a serum that contains retinol, and a moisturizer that contains peptides. And this is, how can I say, a gender-neutral skincare approach to also make sure that you maintain your skin and live to the age of 200 without changing your passport or ID photo.
That's quite an interesting viewpoint on it, especially a 200-year outlook on that. Dr. Judy, before I let you go, where do people get hold of your products? Where do people get in touch with you if they want to find out more about the business, about what it is that you offer, how you can assist them? How do people reach you?
Well, firstly, they can go visit our website at biomedicalemporium.com. And on the website, also, we list the stockers where we stock our products nationwide, and even clinics that you can go to if you have certain concerns. So you can find a stockers near you. And even if you just type in Biomedical Emporium products, you will be exposed to a wide array of online platforms to get some of these products. And if you're unsure what to buy, please go find our numbers on the website and book an online consultation or even a telephonic consultation if you're unsure which products is suitable for your skin tone and type.
That website, folks, is biomedicalemporium.com. So biomedicalemporium.com. All of the information is on the website. All of the details are there. There's different skin types that you can look at. There's different products that are listed there that you can place orders from. And you can find your nearest stockist if you are looking for something in particular. But over and above that, you can also book treatments and you can book a consult. So be sure to visit the website. Be sure to check out what it is that they have on offer. They have the option to deliver these products to you as well anywhere in South Africa. I think we'll leave the conversation there for now. Thank you so much, Dr. Judy, for joining us in studio. Dr. Judy Pretorius, who is the founder of Biomedical Emporium, joining us to give us more information about skincare, but also tell us about her business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.